Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yarlot Abchasa. We are starting a little bit into the Abarut Halacha Gimel and the Vilnsur stuff. It's right at the beginning of Dalet Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sarabas, Yaakov Maisha, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. Now we're going to be going into a number of cases where a tree, even though it was growing for quite some time, got replanted for whatever reason, and whether or not that makes us restart the Arla count. So Misha tells us, Ilan Shanakar Basel Imai, a tree got uprooted and the rock was with it. That's a literal translation of Selah. It's not actually talking about a rock over here, it's referring to the dirt under and around all the roots. And the reason why it's called a rock is because its dirt is really hard. So basically, the tree got uprooted with all the dirt around it. Im yachol lechios, if it could live, it's pat from arla. And the Gemara is going to explain what this means. Vim lav, if it can't live, chayev, now it's chayev in arla. Another case, nekar hasal mitzidai. Let's say the tree wasn't fully uprooted, just got partially uprooted on the side, or zizatai machresha, the plow kind of shook the entire tree. Aish ziyazai vasai ka'afar, the plow shook the tree to the point where all the dirt under and around the roots got crumbled into very fine dirt, and it's not this rock hard solid dirt. So once again, over here, im yachalichyos pater. If it's able to live, then it's pater. Vim lav chayev. If not, since chayev, we have to restart the arla count. Another case, ilan shenakar v'nashtar b'shayresh pater. A tree that got totally uprooted from the ground and then replanted, but there was always one root that was still attached to the ground. It's pater. There's no need to restart the arla count. Now, b'kamiyeh b'shayresh, how big does that root have to be in order to be able to say that the tree was always considered to be getting its sustenance from the ground and it's not like it's being replanted? So gamliel erem b'shem b'lozer ben Yehuda ishbar taisa kemachat shamason. It's like this machat shamason, some sort of piece that's used in the weaving process. If the root was this thick, so then we say it's like the tree was always connected to the ground in as much that it was always deriving its nourishment from the ground, and therefore, even though basically the entire tree was replanted, it still doesn't have a restart of the arla count. Now we're moving on to more dinim, but before we continue, let's chazer these two concepts that we've already had previously, but since we're going to be discussing them at length, it's always good to have them fresh in mind. Number one is called havracha, which in agricultural terminology is layering. This is basically when a person takes the branch of a tree or of a vine and he bends it into the ground. That's havracha. He bends it into the ground, waits for this branch to take root, and then once it does, he cuts it off of the parent source. So that's havracha, layering. And then we also have our kava, which is grafting. That's basically cutting a branch off of a tree and connecting it to another one. Now, keeping this in mind, the mission continues. Ilan shenekar ubay brecha, a tree that got uprooted, but it had a brecha. It already had this havracha, this layering done to it, meaning a branch of this tree was bent into the ground. It took root on its own, but it wasn't yet cut off. And v'chayim imenu, now the tree that got uprooted is deriving its nourishment from the havracha, from this branch that was originally bent into the ground. Chazra zekena lias kebrecha, the zekena, the old tree, meaning the parent tree, is now like the brecha, like the one that was bent into the ground. And now we're going to actually restart the arla process. Originally, when that branch was bent into the ground and took root on its own, it's not chayv in arla because it's still connected to the parent tree. But now the roles are reversed. The parent tree got uprooted and has no source of nourishment except from the brecha, and so now it's like the brecha was just planted in the ground, and so now everything, the brecha and the parent tree, have a brand new din of arla. Another din, hivricha shana achar shana. Let's say he kept on making these brechas, he kept on layering. Year number one, he took a branch and bent it into the ground. Year number two, he took a different branch and bent it into the ground, so on and so forth. And then v'nifsaka, all these branches got cut off. Mayna mishash nifsaka, he starts counting their years of arla from the year that they were cut. It doesn't make a difference which year they were bent into the ground. As we just said in the previous case, even though it was bent into the ground, it's still connected to the parent tree, so it doesn't have a din of arla. It's only once it's disconnected from the parent tree, then it's considered like it's being planted right now. So that's when we start counting its early years. On the chesam base, a little bit of a complicated case. Sipuk hagafanim, sipuk al sipuk. When we have grafting with grapevines, the word sipuk with vines is the same thing as harkava with trees. They both mean grafting. So when dealing with grafting of grapevines, it could be that he grafted one branch onto a vine and then he grafted a branch onto that. Afal pishev richon ba'aretz mutter. Even though he had subsequently taken all these branches that were grafted onto the parent vine, and then he bent this branch into the ground, so we have a combination of harkava and avracha, grafting and then layering, still all the fruits growing here are mutter because they're still connected to the parent vine and they're getting nourishment from it. So it's not like it's a brand new thing that's being planted now. However, here we have machlokes. Rav Meir and Rav Meir says that it really depends. Makam shekaicha yafe, mutter. If the parent vine is strong enough to provide nourishment from this one that was just bent into the ground, so then all the fruits growing from the new one are mutter, because again, we say they're getting their nourishment from the parent vine and that's old, it's already past its early years, so these are also putter. However, if the parent vine is not strong enough to provide enough nourishment to this one that was bent into the ground, then usser, the new grapes growing here are going to be usser, they're going to have a din of arla because it's considered like a brand new planting due to the fact that the majority of its nourishment is coming from the ground and not from the parent vine. And onto one last din, let's say one of these vines that had a vracha done to them, again, they were layered into the ground and then they got cut off the parent vine or the parent tree and they're full of fruits, usser, if they grew 200th more, so then those fruits are usser. By now, now, as we've said a few times already, as long as the brecha is attached to the parent tree or vine, any fruits growing there are not chayv in arla, because again, they're getting their nourishment from the parent tree. It's only once it gets severed from the parent do we say that we restart the arla count, and therefore if it gets cut off the parent, but it already has fruit on it, so that fruit is putter, because again, it grew in a state of patur. The problem is, if that fruit continues growing, now that means whatever's growing is arla, and we know that arla is batel only 1 in 200, so if it grows a 200th more, now there's no bittel anymore, and the fruit is going to be usser. Now that we begin by explaining the first part of the Mishnah, we had said im yachal lichyos. This is referring to the tree that got totally uprooted, but it had the selah, it had all the dirt around it, and the Mishnah said if it's able to live, then it's putter. And here we're just clarifying, Kane Masnisa, this is what the Mishnah is saying, im hayo yachal lichyos putter v'imlav chayiv, if it's able to live by itself without having to be replanted in the ground, because it has this dirt around it, it technically doesn't need to be replanted, it has its source of nourishment with it, because again, it has its dirt. So then, when it gets replanted in the ground, it's putter, we don't restart the arla count, because it's not like replanting it. And the v'imlav means that if it's not able to live, even though it has all the dirt with it, since it wasn't able to live without being replanted, so then it's going to be chayv in arla, because like you're planting a brand new tree. Now we've gone to another din of the Mishnah where we said v'kamiyeh b'sharish v'chulu. This is referring to where the tree was completely uprooted and then replanted. However, when it was uprooted, it still had this one root that was attached to the ground. And we described in the Mishnah that if this root was as thick as a chut shel masun, then even though the tree was completely uprooted and then replanted, it still doesn't restart the arla count. Now Chizkiah asked the following question: if the root was not as thick as a chut shel masun, is it considered like the entire tree is completely uprooted, even though again it's still attached to the ground, but the root is still not thick enough? Maybe it's considered totally detached. And what's this relevant in regards to hishtachav aloi asrei? If a person bowed down to it, treating it as a avodah zarah, he would aser it. We know if a tree is connected to the ground, you can't aser it as a avodah zarah. Only if it's detached from the ground and one bows down to it, then it's like a avodah zarah. So if this tree was bowed down to as a avodah zarah, would it become aser? And furthermore, katzon ol gitei nashim, would we be allowed to write a get on it? We know one is not allowed to write a get on something that's mechaber lekarka, but maybe this tree is not considered mechaber lekarka because this one root that's connecting it is not thick enough. So maybe one's allowed to write a get on it. However, after these questions, Amrin the Chum said Chazer beChizkiah. Chizkiah was chazer from this question because he realized that the tree is still considered connected to the ground, even though the root is not so thick. In regards to arla, you might have to restart the arla count, but it's not considered completely detached from the ground. And Rav Yonah clarifies Menadah Chazer Bei. He was chazer from the following. That's Amar Alpha on the top. Amar Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yechon says Nei Rabbi Yanai. Mikivin Sheish Kamachat Shomasoi Davar Bari Sheyesh Loi Shalishanim. Since this tree has a root the thickness of this machat shomasun, then it's clear to everyone that it's been in the ground for 3 years. Now Chizkiah Shol, Chizkiah asked the following, Shlish Machat, let's say this root is only a third of the thickness of its chut shomasun. Shana, does that mean that the tree's been in the ground for a year? And what about Shnei Shlishim? Let's say this root is two-thirds the thickness of a chut shomasun, Shtei Shanim. Do we say it's obvious the tree's been here for 2 years? And Chevraibai, the Chum, asked another question, Machat Ushlish, let's say the thickness of the root is a full chut shomasun and even a third more than that. Dover Baruch Shesh Le'Arba Shanim, are we able to say that it's clear it's been in the ground for 4 years? Now, based off of these questions, we're able to deduce the following. In Tamar, Loi Chazer Bei, if you want to say the Chizkiah was not Chazer from his question or from his understanding, Lo Mashal Kein, why did he ask these questions? By the mere fact that he was asking these questions, let's say it was this thick, could you say it was in the ground for this long? And let's say it was that thick, maybe it was in the ground for that long. It's obvious the Chizkiah was Chazer and holds that even if the root is not as thick as a Chut Shel Masun, nonetheless, the tree is still considered attached to the ground. And Rabbi Yonah continues saying, Mimil Se Chazer Bei, the reason why he was Chayzer was because of this memra. Once the root is this thick, it's obvious that it's been in the ground for 3 years. In other words, since Rabbi Yonah explained that the reason a tree with such root is butter from Arla is because from its thickness it's evident that it's been in the ground for 3 years, so it's obvious from here that even if the root is not this thick, it's still considered attached to the ground. It might not have been here for 3 years, but it's not considered talush, it's considered mechubar. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with a different opinion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.